Welcome, dear listeners, to a sacred journey through the pages of God's Word. I'm your guide in this adventure, Steve Kitts, and I'm truly grateful that you've joined me in another session of During Bible Study Podcast. Before we look closer into these verses that will illuminate your heart and your mind today, let us pause for a moment in prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, as we open your precious Word, we look for your guidance and wisdom. May the Holy Spirit be our teacher. Illuminate the truth within each of these sacred pages. Bless all those that tune in today, that they may find solace, inspiration, and spiritual growth through what is shared and explored in your Word. In Jesus' holy name, we pray, and amen. Sit down. We all know the story about the loaves and fishes in the Bible. We have two different spots that it's talked about. John 6, 1 through 14, where Jesus wants his disciples to feed a large crowd that had gathered to hear him speak. The disciples said that it was impossible to feed such a crowd. They found a boy that had five loaves of bread and two small fishes. First off, this shows that no matter what the situation, Jesus wants to do something great. We see that someone is bringing something to Jesus for him to use to help others. Whatever you have, whatever I have, no matter how small, let's give it to Jesus and watch him do the miracles with it. Jesus takes the gift that the young child brings, gives thanks to God for it, and then he feeds over 5,000 people with leftovers to spare. If we're not careful, we will miss the most important part of this message. Let me read this to you from Matthew 14 and 19. He commanded the multitude to sit down on the grass, and took the five loaves and two fishes, and looked up to heaven. He blessed and he broke and gave the loaves to his disciples and the disciples to the multitude. He commanded them to sit down. Now I could get into that he blesses it and then he breaks it, which tears it down and makes it into something else. He tears us down and breaks us into something else, something new. He gives the loaves to his disciples. That's the people that believed in him and worked for him. That's me and you. And then the disciples give it to the multitude. That's us giving it out to the world. But the main reason I wanted to do this message was to sit down. To sit down with denotes an intimate relationship or an intimate fellowship. And we see that in Psalms 1. Psalms 26 and Luke 13 and then again Revelations 3:21. When we have family dinners, we break out the long table and pull up chairs from all over the house that we might sit together. We have fellowship together. We sit in the same room. We share the same table, the same food that is prepared, and everyone gets their take of that food. And that's the way it is. We have a intimate relationship with each other, a personal relationship, that we care for each other, that we put each other at the same level as ourselves. Now, what does the Bible say about sitting still? In Psalms 46 and 10, it says, "Be still, know that I am God. I will be exalted among the nations. I will be exalted in the earth." Psalms 46 is a song of praise to God for protection from Jerusalem's enemies. I often see this verse used as an instruction of stop doing, sit quietly and contemplate on the Lord. When we read many places where Jesus even sat. Now, what's the significance of Jesus sitting? When the Bible makes a statement that Jesus Christ sits at the right hand of the Father, it is affirming that he is in equal status with God the Father within the Godhead. And the Godhead is God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Ghost, or Holy Spirit, both of them the same. When he lived on earth, Jesus found joy in spending time with the little children. There are several scriptures of stories about parents who brought their children to Jesus to be blessed. On one occasion, his disciples even tried to send the children away, and Jesus could rest. But he immediately told his disciples to let the children come to him. In John chapter 4, it says, he came to a city of Samaria called Sychar, near the field that Jacob gave his son Joseph. Jacob's well was there, and so Jesus, weary as he was with his journey, sat down beside the well. And we know that wells, a place where water is gathered. Every time that a person in the Old Testament would have an encounter with God, where the Spirit would touch them or would make a change in their lives, they would dig a well. And we know that water is the Holy Spirit referenced in the Bible. So where there's water, there's Spirit. Here Jesus, now in this story, is waiting on the woman, the Samaritan woman, so he could change her life. He could make a difference in her life. Maybe we should learn and sit and let Jesus minister to us. I'm always going and keeping busy and doing things, this and that, going 100 miles an hour and getting nothing done. I know most people can relate to that. Sometimes we need to put the brakes on and just sit down. While sitting, it allows us to focus more on Jesus. Our hearts and our mind can turn to him. Maybe this gives us a chance to have Jesus change our lives, like he did the woman at the well. Give us advice or tell us something that we shouldn't do or something we need to hear to help us keep going. Sure, Jesus tells us to go and make disciples. Go out and spread the good news to the lost and the dying world. But he also tells us to make time to hear him. How many people miss out on conversations? Like the other day, I was in the kitchen warming up my lunch. My wife was in the living room. She was talking to me, but I could only catch a word here or there. And I had to walk closer to her and say, "I'm sorry, I didn't hear you. Can you tell me that again?" Now, once I was sitting on the couch next to her and focused on what she was saying, I didn't miss a word. But that's how this message is coming to me. Jesus wants us to sit down and listen and watch him do the miracle. Jesus showed how great God was. Jesus lifted up the meager items, 5 loaves and 2 fishes, and he blessed them and gave them to God. Then God did the multiplying. We can have Jesus take a small offering that we give and do great and mighty things with it. It's okay to sit in Jesus' presence. Sit with our eyes on him and watch and learn from him. I do believe that our walk here, at times we need to go and do as the Lord commanded, but there's also times that we can sit and learn and be blessed. It might be hard to know when to do either. Our focus should stay on Jesus and be available for him to use us. We read that Jesus would teach others, and those people would sit at his feet and Jesus would speak into their lives. We should get into the habit of sitting at the feet of Jesus and watch our spiritual walk become more for him. We'll close in a prayer. Lord Heavenly Father, we thank you, Lord Jesus, that you give us a chance and the opportunity to learn from you, that you teach and we can learn. But we have to sometimes stand still. We sometimes have to come to your feet. We sometimes have to bow down and stop our busy walk, our busy day, the things that are keeping us from hearing your voice. We have to focus on you. We have to keep our eyes on you and our attention on you. We thank you, Lord, that you give us every opportunity and chance to be a blessing to others. We thank you and we praise you, Lord. We lift you up in your blessed holy name. Amen. I want to take a minute to talk to you about Buzzsprout. Today is a great day to start your own podcast. Whether you're looking for a new market or a channel, may I suggest that you share your thoughts and your ideas with the world. And it's just so fun to have a talk show Podcasting is very easy, inexpensive, and a fun way to expand your reach online. Buzzsprout is hands down the easiest and best way to launch, promote, and track your podcast. Your show can be online and listed in major podcast directories like Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Google Podcasts, iHeartRadio, and many more within minutes of finishing each recording. Podcasting isn't hard when you have the right partners, and a team that they have at Buzzsprout is passionate in helping you succeed. They want you to succeed. Join with over 100,000 podcasters already using Buzzsprout to get their message out to the world. Let's go ahead and create something together. God bless you.